put some pressure on them.
Well, let's have a word with Gary and see if he can pull off the shock, shall we say. He might not see it as a shock, but as it stands at the minute, it might be a little bit of a shock for certain people, but we'll speak to Gary. Hello, Gary.
David, how are you, mate? You okay?
I'm not too bad at all, sir. Not too bad at all. We were just...
I apologise about the noise in the background, David. We are still out on the training.
No, field, no worries. No worries at all, sir. We did have Brian Suckling from Crawley Down Gatwick last year actually on the actual burger bar serving customers while he was talking to us, so that's not an issue at all.
No. Far from that, mate.
we was just saying, you know, that I was looking at the betting before I came into the studio tonight to see who was up there for the premier title, and when I looked at it, I was expecting maybe it just to be two names on the list, but there's four names on the list, and yourself and Dulwich are in with a shout.
Yeah, I think we've made a really good account of ourselves this year. I mean, I've just had a chat with the boys now. Our biggest challenges still lie ahead for me. We've got ourselves into a really good position in the table. We've stood toe to toe with them all. We've beat Margate. We've obviously drawn with Maidstone, and we've had a draw at Dulwich as well. And we've still got Margate to play away, Dulwich at home, Maidstone at home. So, the boys still feel, and there's still a belief that they're looking above. We're not looking to just hang on, in and around the playoffs. We want to try and put, the pressure on, obviously, the fancy teams above us. So, I mean, Dulwich have done brilliantly over the last 6-8 weeks. They've really got a run of games together, a run of form together, and it's pulled them right in and amongst it as well above. So, we're gonna do all we can to hang on the tails of the ones above,
Yeah, because, looking at the table, we're looking at the table in the studio now, and, winning the two games that you've got in hand, and you're only a point behind, the pre-season favourites in Margate.
Yeah, exactly right. And we played a decent game against them a couple of months ago, and, I know they were... We've earned the respect this year, which is important, and that's created an even bigger belief in the camp. There is the feeling in the changing room that we can take it right to the wire, and it's going to be a big challenge. We've only played two competitive games since Boxing Day, which is I wouldn't say it's been our undoer, but it's allowed teams around us to get close, and it's allowed the one or two as well above to get a little bit away from us, but we've got to make sure them games in hand are played to our max, and making sure that we stay in and amongst it. And the boys, as I say, there's a real focus in the changing room, and I fully expect us to win those couple of games.
So I know whereabouts are Hendon playing now at the moment?
We're ground sharing at the moment with Howard Borough at Ellesmead. We're in our second season there. I mean, we struggled with our home form last year playing there because it was obviously a new surroundings. We've been, nomads for 5 years now, and it's been tough. It's been really tough to keep the boys as committed as they've been. And we was at Wembley for 3 years. We moved on to, as I say, Howard a couple of years ago, and we're in our second season there now of three. But there's real light at the end of the tunnel in terms of Silver Jubilee Park at Kingsbury, and Kingsbury Town's old ground that our directors have taken on with Edgware, and our objective is obviously to get in here as soon as we possibly can. The 4G surface has been put in, very similar to Maidstone's and Harlow's, and that is our aim to get in here as soon as we can. If we can do that on the back of a promotion, even better. There's some real, there's a real ambition in the club now to take us further. It's been about stabilising and just staying afloat for the last few years, but there's some real direction now. So we're all looking forward to that, and I think that has, harnessed our belief in the change room that we can do well this year.
Hi, Gal. It's Keith over at Thamesmead.
Hi, Keith. How are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm very good. Yourself?
Yep, very well, thank you,
good,
mate.
Good,
very well.
Great season again, as normal.
Thank you, mate. Thank you, appreciate it.
We've been talking about the grounds a little while ago with Horsham. What would you going back to Hendon as a club, do for the whole club for the future?
Well, I think the drive behind it is to put Edgware and Hendon back in their local boroughs. And that is something that has driven this, this forward. I think the instability we've had off the pitch in terms of ground share, and you've never, yourself, Keith, it's nowhere to call your home, nowhere to really sort of thrive, and sort of it's tough. It's really tough. The revenue that comes in from having your own ground is key as well. We've obviously you know, we've had ground share agreements that we've had to find financially over the last few years, and that's difficult, you know. So what it will do, I mean, to have a base to call home is, you know, it's huge. It's massive. And the fact it's going to be a 4G surface, Keith, it's obviously going to create a really good revenue as well. Mm. So, you know, that's a big factor as well. I mean, we've played on the surface 3 or 4 times now. We've had a couple of friendlies of late with the games being postponed, and the boys are, you know, raving about it. So we can't wait, mate. We can't wait. Good. As a club, as you know, as a changing room and as a club in the whole, it's, you know, it's really exciting times, and you know, the sooner it happens the better.
You know, like as a club that actually ground shares in the Ryman Prem, it's tough, isn't it? You know, you're competing with some massive clubs that are getting gates, money from the bar. Mm-hmm. You know, it transforms your club massively.
Well, it will, and it highlights how well we've done, Keith. Yeah. I mean, you know, to stand, you know, to have been where we've been and competing at the top end of the table over the last 2 or 3 years is credit to, you know, to all involved. And I do say all involved. That's not just the management and the playing staff. That's the whole club, because we've had to really, you know, we've had to really dig deep to be competitive. We still work with, for me, I have no doubt, one of the smaller budgets in the division, but that counts for nothing when you've got a real togetherness and a real drive, and we've created that. We've had a lot of players around us now for, you know, a lot of them are in their 3rd and 4th season. Sometimes, you know, some a little more. So there's been a continuity in, you know, on the pitch, and that has helped in terms of what we've had to deal with off the pitch. But, you know, exciting times ahead.
Yeah, we were saying last year when obviously we was in the league that you as a team, we was basically trying to model ourselves on the consistency, the work rate. You know, you're going down in history to our club as the first club we ever played in the Ryman Prem.
Exactly. But, I remember the day well. Yeah. We did deserve the win that we got, Keith. I remember the game really well. I thought you'd made a really good account of yourself that day, and we just, you know, we punished you on the day, which was an unfair scoreline. But it's, you know, look, I think what we've created and what we've tried to create is something that is, you know, it's the basis of all successful teams. Yeah. You need that continuity, you need that togetherness, you need that team spirit, and when you're playing at our level, it's one of the main ingredients. And you know, we've done well to put that together over the last few years, and it served us really well, you know.
Yeah, I've seen you've also gave Leon Smith another breath of life. He's banging goals in for you.
Yeah, well, he's someone I've tried to sign a couple of times. I spoke to Dave at Wingate, you know, on a few occasions about him, and you know, he was obviously key to them at the time, but he went a bit stale over there, and I think Dave would be the first to admit. I mean, you know, I'd had dialogue with him. He'd gone out a couple of times to try and reignite himself, and it hadn't happened. But, you know, I just felt that he was someone I'd like to work with. And when Dave put the call in middle part of last season, we were about to lose Jefferson Louis, who had been key to us. And, you know, and it was just a no-brainer for us. And we took him in. We worked at getting him fit and getting him healthy and getting him mentally in a good place. And then, obviously, the goals have followed. I mean, his goal scoring ratio for us is frightening. It's as good as anyone at the club. I know he's only been here a season, but you know, he's really done himself proud, and he has worked very hard to get himself to where he's at. So he takes a lot of credit for that. He's bought into what we felt he needed and required, and he's, you know, he's done ever so well.
I remember a few years back now, coming to, I suppose it must be your old ground now, and I was just curious, I don't know if he was there at the time or not there at the time, but very curious of how, I think the few games I saw there was Fash FC.
Yes, you're right, that was something that, you know, it was the latter stages we were there, we were trying to generate as much money as we could. It was a year or two before I actually took over. And it was, you know, we only stayed there for another 2 or 3 years after that, but you know, it was a traditional, old-fashioned non-league football ground. A lot of people used to call it a hellhole, but it was our hellhole. You know, it was a proper old ground, and you know, the surface was never great, so that was always a big leveler. And you know, it was we'd love to still be there. I had some really good times there, both playing and obviously managing. But we're into a new era. We're obviously looking forward to our new home that's going to be, and you know, and as I say, everyone at the club are, you know, really excited about what's coming.
So I suppose then, you know, for you guys, then the big games are the 21st of February, 4th of April, and 11th of April.
Yes,
the really big ones.
There's a lot of important ones in between there, though. I think, you know, we've got to make sure that we keep our focus and concentration on the on the games before that. We need to, you know, as I say, we've got a couple of games in hand and they're going to be big for us. I've just said to the players that there's no pressure on us. I mean, the pressure are on the teams above that are spending big, and just seen Margate have signed another forward and Maidstone have signed another couple. It's, you know, I expected that to happen, you know, because successful teams and teams that are in a more financially stable place, you want to improve and you want to better your squad. I've just said to the boys, what would be our big advantage that this togetherness that we've created has served us well right till the end. And, you know, it's going to be a big ask. It really is. The boys know that, as I say, the biggest challenges lie ahead. And, you know, there's a real focus, but we've got to make sure that we continue to pick up the points we have in the first half of the season in the second half, you know.
That's the advantage you've got, though, Gary, isn't it? Is that togetherness, whereas Maidstone and Margate are getting new players in, they need to bed in, get used to that level of football.
Yeah, I wouldn't suggest that none of them teams haven't got that. I think it's a must, you know it is, too, for any level. But we've got a tightness and a real continuity in our group. We've added one or two sort of each season that have enhanced the group. And they very much bought into what the group's about. You know, I think that's going to serve us, you know, better than the others. But you still, the quality that's being added elsewhere, obviously, you know, betters them as well. Mm. So, you know, it works both ways. You know, I'd like a bit of both. But, you know, we'll work with what we've got. I'm really confident and comfortable with the squad I've put together. We're relatively healthy as well. We've only got one or two injuries that should be back within the next 7 to 10 days. So, you know, that in itself at this time of the year, Keith, you know, is key. So, you know, that side is looking good. So, you know, bring on Saturday.
Yeah, brilliant.
So with the club sort of not having its own sort of ground identity, and that, is it difficult to then to have youth sides and sides underneath?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you've hit the nail on the head. We've had one side. We've had a first team for the last 4 or 5 years, and that's, you know, no youth team, no reserves. It's difficult. You have no identity. You're working just at stabilising and keeping the name, you know, name afloat, and keeping them in the division was the challenges 5 or 6 years ago. But you know, we've managed to sort of create a different, you know, a different attitude and a different mentality within the group. That's not what we want. You know, we want more. And what we've now managed to do, moving into our new home here with Edgware, we've now got 14, I think it's 14 or 15 youth teams running under the banner of Hendon Football Club, all out of Silver Jubilee Park, you know, amalgamating with 2 or 3 youth clubs locally. So there's going to be youth football right from a very, very, you know, young age right the way through. There'll be 18s next year and hopefully 21s. So there's a real identity and there's a real feel of a, you know, proper non-league club coming back. And that can only all be done, you know, when you've got a base. And, you know, we're looking forward to having a base to work that all from, you know.
Yeah, and of course that would then help, as we were saying earlier on, with, you know, maybe if you've not got as big a gates as the likes of the like superpowers in Margate and Maidstone this year, that you've then got players that you can bring through in your youth ranks to come into your first side.
Well, that's, you know, that's the beauty of having youth is, you know, your ambition and drive is to get as many home ground players through the ranks to, you know, to be participating in and around your first team, and that is what we'll be looking to do. We've got a very strong under-16s at the moment that are doing ever so well, that we'll be looking to be our 18s next year, and you know, that will be their challenges next year, to start pushing and seeing if they can get in and around us. And we've not had that. It's something new to me, but I'm looking really forward to, you know, to having that at my disposal.
Yeah, and I think that's the same thing here. We've got sort of I was saying earlier on, we've got a really strong 16s here. You know, they're in the Eastern Junior Alliance. Very rarely, you know, it's a shock when you see a result come through and it's not a positive result. It sort of shocks you a little bit and think, oh, what went wrong there? You know, but they're still too young to play Rahman football, and you've got to wait till next season when you could possibly, you know, start in integrating them into the first team itself. So, you know, it's going to be a massive bonus for any club to have that sort of youth stuff underneath that can actually bring them in.
What we've got and what we're hoping to work is, obviously, Edgware is going to run very closely with us. They'll obviously be ground sharing with us. You know, it'd be us and Edgware, and they obviously are in a division that's slightly lower than us. So what we're hoping, some of these youngsters that are good enough can obviously be groomed there, with a view to, you know, doing well in senior football there and moving on to us. And that's how we're trying to dovetail it all together with us and Edgware, you know, at Silver Jubilee Park. I mean, it's we're hoping for the, like you just said, the crowds to improve and it to become a very, very much a big community driven football club. And I know Rob Morris is very much behind that, and he's done brilliantly so far. He's fulfilled everything he said he would, and you know, and it continues to thrive. So, as I say, it's exciting times ahead.
What type of attendances? What's the average sort of attendances you're getting this year?
Well, you know, over the last two or three years, there's not much more been than 200, you know, 150 to 200 supporters. Which, you know, there is a backbone of, you know, it's a club that's, you know, really well recognised as we know, and you know, if we can get them sort of, you know, them crowds up to, you know, to 300 people, it'll be a big bonus, because it's, you know, it's a big revenue towards, you know, towards everything we're doing. And you know, when I was playing, going back sort of, you know, a while, but we used to be having 300s and 400s regularly at Claremont Road. So, you know, the fact we're going back into the Borough, our aim is to get as many through the gate as we possibly can, you know, old and new, and obviously as much as we can, you know, make it, you know, a real community driven club with, you know, with all the youth teams hopefully attending and being part of what we're doing, you know.
With you being obviously where you are in the league as well, Gary, you know, you're obviously going to have a great run in. If it's either automatic promotion or playoffs, that goes in hand with the supporters coming through, and that will help going into the new ground as well, won't it? It gives you a massive lift off.
Of course it does, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to do as much as we possibly can on the pitch to bring as many of the old and new, you know, through the gate. I mean, we've done ever so well in cup competitions in recent times, which has brought the spotlight to the club in FA Cups and different things. And, you know, now we're achieving in the league and doing well. It's, you know, hopefully, again, like, yeah, you say, it runs hand in hand with getting more people through the door.
Must also give you a buzz, Gail, as well, because, you know, when you're ground sharing and you sometimes when, you know, you wasn't in the positions you are the last couple of years, and, you know, you're struggling a little bit and you're sitting there thinking, oh, we ain't got an home, where's the future of the club? But now, you know, you've worked really hard, and I know you said people behind the scenes, but, you know, I've seen it firsthand with yourself, and you've got, you know, a great side there, and you've got all this to look forward to. It makes all that sort of the tougher times worthwhile, don't it?
Yeah, it does. We've had some dark times, Keith. We really have. Yeah. It's been tough. You know, there's been plenty of times where you sort of, you're looking at it and, you know, it's been really difficult. You know, it's definitely, you know, left, you know, give me a good grounding. It's definitely give me, you know, done everything it needs to do for me to develop as a manager. It's been difficult, it has, but you're right. When you start showing the rewards of all the hard work that you've put in and the difficult times you've had to overcome, it's, you know, it's a nice feeling, it really is. And there's so much going on now, sort of off the field, that, you know, it's making the on-field things really easy, you know, so long may that continue.
Well, I've just had a text come through, actually, on my phone from our youth secretary, and he's saying he's listening to the chat, and he said it's a familiar story with our club and not having a home and so forth, and then being where we are today, so, you know, yeah, he's just sitting there saying, listening to her, and he's listening with... You know, Sam.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're driven by clubs like yourself, because, you know, you've experienced it. Maidstone have been there, they ground shared for a long period. You know, Wildstone, exactly the same, they've ground shared for a long period. So there's lots of clubs that we're driven by. You being one of them, it is a familiar sounding, because you've had some tough times. That nomadic feel isn't a nice one. You know, you want somewhere to call you home. You want to, you know, you want everything that comes with having your own home ground, and that is youth and such like. And, you know, we look forward to it.
So, Gary Hatt, I mean, looking forward to the game on Saturday to try and get back to playing games again?
Well, you know what? As I just said to the boys, a big challenge for us is to make sure we've got that competitive edge. And, you know, we've had two or three friendlies of recent, you know, which don't have the same feel and the same sort of edge to them. And, you know, Kingstonians have, you know, I think they're on the back of three good wins. They won at East Fowark on Tuesday night, which was a big win that we had watched that they've done ever so well. So, you know, it's going to be a tough game. You know, I know Tommy's worked really hard to sort of, you know, to instil his beliefs on the team. You know, they've been a little bit indifferent at times, but they've started to find some form. So it's going to be a tough game. But looking at the boys tonight and looking at them in around what we've done, and, you know, some of the bits we worked on shape-wise, there's a real focus in what they're doing, and And I know that there is challenges that lie ahead, but I'm sure the boys will be up to them.
I'm sure you've had them watch, Gal, but I want to watch them play VCD and Greys in the last few weeks.
Did you really?
Yeah. I did, yeah.
Okay, yeah. But, yeah, I'll give you a call in the morning.
No problem.
Yeah. Gary, it's been fantastic talking to you tonight. It really has, and thank you for giving up your time while you're training. And we do wish you here all the very, very best in the world for the rest of the season. And hopefully, speak to you again. When you're celebrating the title, who knows? At the end of the season.
Yeah, good luck, mate.
It's been my pleasure, David and Keith. Really
Magic.
Enjoyed it. Any time, mate.
Magic. Yeah,
mate.
Thanks very much indeed. Thank you.
Soon.
Thanks,
Gary.
Bye bye.
Bye.
And that was Gary. What, just exactly what you said. What a really nice guy.
Great lad.
Really,
and,
really
and,
nice
as
guy.
As I said, we played in the first game of the season last year, and we were saying about youngsters and that, and we had a couple of our, well, we had all our youngsters there, and Michael Dubu walked out. He's playing from centre-half, and a couple of the young kids went, Michael Dubu's here. And, you know, it's our first game, and Gary couldn't have been nicer. He came over to me, spent a lot of time talking. As he said, you know, they beat us, and it was a closer game than it should be. We didn't take our chances; they did. They hit us late, Jefferson Lewin, and every time I went and watched them, he spoke, and he tweets me and texts and calls, and if I need help, he's always there. And like I said, why I mentioned it when I've gone over to Harrow and watched them a few times, and you know, it's not their home, but they are. You can see they are a massive club with massive history, and they just need to get back. And when I see this year that they're going back, you'll see that sometimes it happens when we moved into our new ground. You get promoted, and it walks hand in hand. And hopefully, if they don't get automatic promotion, they'll be the team that I don't think many people are going to want to play in the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're so consistent every game. They'll be the team that beat the lower sides, don't slip up, and give the top game, there's not too many top sides above them, but give them a game. So I wish him all the best. He's a top lad.
Well, it's one thing I've got to do. I've just had an email come in, and there's a long suffering young lady, it'd be nice of us on the show, and we've done it before with with their children as well, so we'll do it, why not? So everybody here at the Rhyme and Roundup show wishes Sandra a very happy 21st birthday. And, you know, there's people around that say they feel sorry for her because she's married to Adam Silver, but I'm not one of those. Adam's a lovely bloke, and wishing you a lovely birthday. And I dare say that the meal tonight was burgers and chips, I expect, if I know Adam. But Sarah, Sandra, we wish you all the very, very best and a happy 21st birthday to you. And I hope he's treating you really, really well out there, because he deserves to, because you're a lovely lady. So I hope he's really bought you something nice, and he's looking after you, and he's cooked your dinner tonight, and you've got your feet up, and you're in the, you know, she could even be listening to the show in the bath. He's got a nice bath, all the candles round it. Knowing Adam, he's a real romantic, he's Mr. Silver, so we probably expect that from him. But Sandra, very, very happy 21st birthday from everybody here at the Rhyme and Roundup show. You deserve a good one. And just like to say massive thank you to Keith for coming in tonight. Thanks, Keith.
No problem.
For Gary as well, for Nick and everybody that's been part of the show tonight. Congratulations, of course, to Dulwich Hamlet as well for being the Rhyme and Team of the Week. Don't forget, if you want to nominate your side for Rhyme and Team of the Week, you Barking Side fans out there, it is harlowtown007@gmail.com. That's harlowtown007@gmail.com. Send that by 10 o'clock on Saturday evening, and then your team will be nominated for the Ryman Team of the Week, week 10. And we will have the results here next week. Of course, in the studio with me next week will be the gentleman from Kestrel. They are the 3G specialists. They will be with us in the studio. So if you've got any questions at all, and you're not going to be at the 3G seminar here at Harlow Town next Thursday, and you've got any questions at all around 3G pitches and their effect on, which could be a massive effect for your club, why not get in touch with us here at the Ryman Roundup show. That's ryman@hawksradio.co.uk. Don't forget to nominate your thing. And Mr. Silver has come in. Thanks, 21. She wishes 34, but she's never say a woman's age. That's terrible. I reckon she's 21. I've seen pictures of her on Facebook, Adam. 21 without a absolute doubt. But Sandra, have a great one. And we'll leave you tonight. And what we're going to leave you with is basically, normally, our opening tune. But because Ray Dyer put out a lovely song and put it out into the Hit Parade, Nice One, Cyril, we thought we'd play that for Mr. Dyer. But we'll go out with our normal tune. But please keep yourself safe and enjoy the games at the weekend. And join us again next week, 7 to 12 past 9 here on Hawks Radio for the Ryman Roundup Show.
It's coming home, it's coming home, it's coming, football's coming home.
We'll go on getting back, it's on getting back, it's on getting back, it's on getting back.
It's coming, football's coming home, it's coming. The score, they've seen it all before. They just know, they're so sure that England's gonna throw it away, gonna blow it away. But I know they can play, 'cause I remember three lads on the shirt, jewels were made, still gleaming, 30 years of hurt.
So many sneers, but all those also nears weigh you down through the years.
But I still see that tackle by Moore, and when Lineker scored, Bobby Belt in the ball,
and they'll be dancing.
Three lights on a shirt, jewels were made, still gleaming. 30 years of hurt, never stop me dreaming.
England have done it in the last minute of extra time.
What a save! What a break!
Good old England! England have come to pay for more! England have got it in the bag!
I know that was then, but it could be again. It's coming home, it's coming home, it's coming, football's coming home, it's coming home, it's coming home, it's coming, football's coming home.